like she used to look right now, out there living it up. There's a spark in her eyes, some heart in her smile that I ain't seen in a while. It's almost like she never left at all. Don't she look good in them boots? She's doing all right, it's about damn time. Lord, ain't that the truth? I'm finally looking in the mirror and seeing that me I love. I'm getting back to the girl I was.
Ag Talk, Your Story Matters, is America's platform for women in agriculture to share their thoughts, ideas, and stories. This is a safe space for everyone in agriculture, no matter what their role is, to come together and have real and raw conversations with each other. We feature our AgWomen Connect members, guest speakers, and current topics across the nation that affect our agriculture industry. Our goal is to include others into our discussions. We invite you to be a part of our conversation every week. Join us.
Okay, who's next?
I guess I'll go. I think everyone's afraid to all say something at once. I'm Mandy. I'm in the Fort Worth area. I joined AgWomen Connect after seeing Vanessa at the Cowgirl Gathering last year.
Heavens.
It's one time. So you got to hear Jenna sing, right?
I did. We got to watch her at the fashion show. We were all very excited not to freeze our tails off that week, because I know, like, we were all really worried about it coming into it. I'm like, Stephen, what the heck are you thinking? Why aren't we inside? But yeah, we got to hear Jenna sing. It was awesome. She was really great.
All right. Who's next?
I'll go. My name is Dusty, and my husband and I live on a ranch in southeastern New Mexico, about 40 miles south of Hobbs. And I just joined AgWomen Connect Saturday and am looking at starting some New Mexico chapters.
Yay!
Awesome.
Okay, can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I'm Jacqueline Beach, and I'm from upstate New York. Me and my husband and kiddos run a ranch and soon-to-be organic dairy farm. I found all you ladies here on Instagram. That's Stetson.
Hi.
Hi.
Awesome. I don't think we've had anybody from New York on our Zoom, so that's amazing. And I've enjoyed following you on Instagram.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we're just making introductions of your name and where you're from. So you can turn your mic on and do that. And then we're going to introduce Jenna and get started. Okay, I'm still admitting people. I'll say my mom just hopped on, so I'll speak for her. She's in Lubbock, Texas.
Awesome.
All right. Anybody else want to introduce themselves?
I'll say hello. I just got on. I'm in Brownfield, which is 38 miles from Lubbock. I'm Katie Jane Seaton. And then I'm going to hit mute after that, because all of the farmers just walked in and started making a hell of a lot of noise.
Glad you're on, Katie Jane.
Thank you.
They own an amazing winery and vineyard out in Brownfield. And we had one of our meetings, our AgWomen Connect meetings there last month. We had so much fun. We got into some very deep conversations too. We just hopped right into it. Ashley, you want to introduce yourself? I know she's traveling.
Hi, I'm here. Ah.
My name is Ashley Jackson. I'm from Idaho. And I love Jenna Anna.
She's traveling in Wyoming. Okay. Ashley, you're cutting out. There you are. Gonna mute my mom. Okay. Okay, Tyler, do you want to introduce yourself real quick and then we'll get started, girl?
Sure. I'm Tyler Schuster.
Okay. I'm here, yeah.
Texas, is Jenna? I'm on the road.
I think Jenna.
Uh-oh. We got some lag.
Hello.
Hello.
Is Tyler like still talking or?
I think she's driving too. Oh, there she goes. She's on the road. Okay. All right, cool. All right. Well, welcome, ladies. We're excited that you're on Ag Women Connect, Ag Talk. We meet every Thursday at 12 p.m., except this week, it's Tuesday. We're doing an early episode with the amazing Jenna Paulette. I am so excited to have you on today. I know everybody else is too. This is where we meet every week just to have open conversation. We turn this into a podcast. So just know that we're recording this conversation and we just welcome you all to be a part of it. So just real quick, I'll tell you a little bit of how I met Jenna, and then we for sure want to highlight and ask her some questions. So we were at the Cowgirl Gathering this last year in November, and Ashley Jackson, that is on today, had already told me a little bit about Jenna, and I just kept hearing her name. And it's so funny, you know, this, the power of connection is just huge. This is what this is all about, right? Is networking and building those relationships. And so we went to the Cowgirl Gathering, and I didn't even know that Jenna was going to be singing that night. You know, we're just like along for the ride. And so we go to the fashion show that's hosted by Cavenders, and Jenna is there. And of course, she was just absolutely amazing. She had so much energy to her. But, you know, she and her band kind of stepped off stage as the women were going up and modeling for the fashion show. And so I saw an opportunity to go over and talk to her. And that's exactly what we did. So we ran backstage kind of around the street, and we had such a super cool conversation for about 10 minutes. And Jenna was just so down to earth, and, you know, we've just built a friendship upon that. And so I just think it's really cool that you're on this podcast today. So thank you for taking this opportunity to come talk to us, Jenna.
Of course. Hold on one second. I think maybe, can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me all right? Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Great. I didn't catch the last thing that you said. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. I was just going to say, we're so excited that you took the opportunity to be on Ag Women Connect Ag Talk today. And so a little bit something about Jenna. So she is from Lewisville, Texas, and she takes pride. I love that you wear your cowboy hat everywhere you go. Like, she is the real deal. Like, she is the cowgirl. She's living it. She's breathing it. She's singing it. And she has a ranch in Thackerville, Oklahoma, which I guess borders the Texas-Oklahoma line, which makes so much sense, because I was thinking, I'm like, wait, she's from Texas, but I see her in Oklahoma all the time.
So tell us
a little bit about that. And I want to know all about your buckskin pony too.
Yes. Okay. So my family had cow-calf operation on the Oklahoma-Texas line in Thackerville, and I still go there all the time. So it's, my granddad passed away in 2020.
Hmm.
And when he passed away, like in a lot of ag families, the brothers and my mom, who's sitting right here, couldn't agree on how to split it up because the floodplain is right next to the Red River because the Red River borders the southern border of our ranch. So the floodplain and then the high ground, which is really good for grazing, they couldn't figure out how to split it up fairly. So anyways, they ended up selling it to a guy named Dan Little. And I wrote Dan a letter when they sold it, just said, hey, I'd never imagined there'd be a day I didn't have cattle on this ranch. I just inherited my granddad's brand and I'm keeping it in Love County, Oklahoma, in hopes that one day I'll get that place back. And he told me to keep my keys. He's not changing out the locks. Let him know when I'm ready to buy it back. So currently it is not in my family's name, but that is where I grew up learning about and loving cattle. And so for the last 2.5 years, I've just been working on everybody's places that I can get my hands on. And my boyfriend and I had just, we worked for a family in Colorado over the summer. And we're just all over the place doing that for other people. He day works for a bunch of people in West Texas. So I'm spending a lot of time out there and plan to move out there and continue to work with him. And the goal is for us to start a cow-calf operation out there and then get my family's place back and run yearlings on it because the grass is so much better there. So, yeah. So that's kind of long story short. It's just the fact that the ranch is not in our name currently, but is going to be again very soon.
I love that. That just gives me chill bumps. And I know this conversation has come up multiple times within the agriculture industry, but I feel like the people in the ag industry, like we take care of each other. And yes. What a wonderful relationship to have with that man. That is amazing. Oh, that's what we really want to be.
That's right. And we have so much fun working together too. I know you hear a lot of people that get mad when they're working cattle with their significant other, but it's so fun with him. And he looks at me when I do something good and he's like, pretty work. And there's just no higher compliment on the face of the planet than hearing, especially from him, my mom just said. So when I do something good or, you know, something just goes right or I flank one and it goes smooth, he's like, pretty work. And I'm like, oh, thank you.
That's so cute. Yeah. So y'all are like the traveling cowgirl and cowboy, and that makes more sense to me too, because I was totally stalking your Instagram and I saw that you on the Mellard Ranch.
Yes.
And I love Rachel and her kids. Oh. That little girl are just the cutest little thing.
They're just incredible. And the Mellards are an hour from Alpine, which is where we are. And then the ranch that Ross used to work on or used to manage is a border of the Mellard's place. So it's just kind of a crazy small world. I started following Rachel probably in 2017 on Instagram. And so I've kind of watched her have Dally and then we became friends. And now we go to the same church out there. And she's just an incredible woman and is goals for me in so many ways, the way that she, they just take their kids with them. They're, you know, they're not junior cowboys or cowgirls. They can do the job and get it done. And Dally is just incredible to watch horseback and they're the best parents. It's just really fun. Oh my gosh. So I was working with them one day and Rachel was like, it'll be a half day. So I was like, okay, cool. So I get there. We are having breakfast. She made biscuits and gravy for everybody. And I just ate like one biscuit gravy thinking I'll be back by lunchtime. I just, you know, want to stay trim, you know, and I should have followed Dally's lead because that girl had biscuits in neither side of her leggings pockets and she was pulling them out like every hour and a half. I'm like, where'd she eat that biscuit? It's been in her
hours.
So anyway, it was just so stinking cute.
That's so funny. Like, don't leave home without stuffing your saddlebags full of food.
Yeah, full of biscuits.
Biscuits. That's so cute. Okay. So tell us how your role as a woman in agriculture and ranching, tell us how that has guided you into music.
Well, I think it's what made me want to sing country music to start with. It was like this natural connection that happened because I was listening to the Dixie Chicks sing Wide Open Spaces and Cowboy Take Me Away and all of these things that I was, sorry, my mom's getting gas. And all of these things that I was seeing around me too. Like I would sing Wide Open Spaces at the top of my lungs on the back of a four wheeler, checking cattle with my granddad. And I thought to myself, if this song makes me feel this way because I'm out here and I know I can sing, I would love the opportunity to help other people feel all the things that I feel when I'm out here that don't necessarily get to experience this on a daily basis like I do. And I think it just like, because I was listening to music that sang about the things that I loved, it just was a no-brainer for me. My brain just kind of went, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do. So there's never like a time in my life where I didn't want to sing country music the way that I am and represent what I represent within it. So yeah, I think it just always felt like I was made to do that. And nobody questioned either side of who I am, which is the cowgirl side and the country music side. It just kind of all worked really well together. And I'm so thankful for that, for that reason, because it all just feels, I feel like I'm the two places that I come alive the most and feel the most myself are either in a sorting pen or on stage. Cause in both places, you just kind of have to be in the moment to do a good job and be paying attention and somewhat on autopilot because your horse and you know what to do. And obviously things don't always go right. So when they go wrong, you just have to be able to react. And it's the exact same way on stage for me. And my brain just feels the best in scenarios like that. So, what I get to do off stage and what I get to do on stage kind of serve each other really, really well.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I just want to applaud you for the music and the genre that you're singing in. I've got, you know, a lot of friends in the cowboy, like true, you know, Western music, not per se country music.
Yeah.
And like the stories that they tell within their music, like I could see a lot of parallels in like the way that you sing too. And it's just been so refreshing because I believe in that music and I love it. You know, it's like what we were raised on.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just so nice to see that continue.
Thank you. It's been, that part of it has been hard because when I first got to Nashville, I sit down in some A&R executive's office and they hear me say cowgirl and they think it is, it's like not real to them. It's like this idea. And so it was hard for me to figure out how to tell stories the most real way I could, but do it in a way that people outside of our world could understand still. Sorry, hey mama. So I think that was a difficult thing for me because when I would say cowgirl, they would send me songs, you know, written by other people that were so cheesy. I mean, terrible, so bad. And I would be like, this is what you got from your hour-long meeting with me. I'm just going to have to show them, you know? And so it took me a while to, you know, get on the level as far as being able to write the best songs and compete because the stuff is as good as, you know, what is on the radio, I hope, or that's what my goal was. So it took doing that for them to understand that cowgirl's cool, that, you know, I've got friends that are, you know, horse trainers in South Dakota that listen to rap music in their barn. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's not what you think. And I think people just needed to see that it can exist in a really real way, with real people that are cooler than you think. As far as like, I don't know, I feel like they think it's all rhinestones and fringe, and it is to a certain extent that too, but it's not that only. And I don't know, it's been fun. It's been a fun challenge to try and figure out how to show them what I mean. And also it's like every meeting I go into, people are like, oh my gosh, there's like a whole world of cowgirls out there. I'm like, yeah, they're everywhere. It's not just this idea of like some girl
in a, you know, rodeo pageant, which I love rodeo pageants. I think they're amazing, but like, it's not just that. It's right. girls that do this for a living that listen to country music and have real heartbreaks and real triumphs and work really, really hard every day. And I think it relates to cowboys and girls too, which is the cool thing about it. Cause I think, Nashville has this weird, belief that like, if you're a girl, you only relate to girls. And the cool thing about our industry is that it's both. Like, I think our, the Western way of life honors male and female really, really well. And, that's one of my favorite things about the way that I grew up is that my mom made it really cool to be a homemaker, and my granddad and uncles were like so tough and cool. And, you know, the epitome of the songs that I loved singing because they reminded me of them. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like when you have that outlook on life, it's easier to sing songs that don't alienate one side or the other. And
oh, just breaking up a little bit. Hey, Jenna, are you there? You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, it's the strength. Hold on.
Okay.
1 second. Can y'all hear me all right?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Okay, sorry. Where did we leave off?
You were just talking about, you know, about your grandparents and.
Oh, did they listen? Yeah, I mean, I guess the whole point is just that in Nashville, I think people think it's just like whiny girl music versus somebody that sings something that can relate to men and women and just be good country music, period.
Right. You've got substance behind what you sing, and like, way to go for sticking to your guns and like busting through those stereotypes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So let's talk about, you've got a new album that is about to release on March 31st, but you have actually put out some teasers. And I know that we heard a couple in November and we were just... I messaged you. I'm like, where's this song? I need to have it right now. You're like, it hasn't been released yet. So it was so good. So tell us about your new album.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm really, really proud of it because it was a labor of love. And so many of the songs were songs that I wanted to, like the type of songs that I wanted to write for a really long time, as far as quality goes, as far as the people that I got to sit in a room and write with for those songs. Anywhere the Wind Blows, which came out on Friday, is just, I don't know. It's like the way I feel right now about life. And it's just so happy and light and easy to sing. And so you've got like that flavor on there. And then I think was We Know How to Friday Night the song that you were wanting to hear?
It's The Girl I Was is the one that like literally brought my friend to tears. Like she,
oh my God. Okay, so I was like, I was singing a lot of songs that night, so I didn't know which one it was. Yeah, The Girl I Was. Let's talk about that one. I mean, it's the title track to the record, and I had gone through a terrible relationship and got out of it and was on like the retrospect side of everything. And I was on a writer's retreat and knew we were writing to try and figure out what I would call a record. And I was in my truck with my dog and going to pick up pizza for everybody. And I don't know why, but this picture of me as an 8-year-old popped into my head. And I was standing on this white fence helping my granddad help sell my great uncle's cattle. And it was hot. I mean, smelled like dust and cows. And I remember my freckles being like so apparent on my face and the sun streaks in my hair, and my hair was pigtail braided. And it was just this picture that I remember looking back at growing up being like, I love that girl. I love that girl. That's who I am. And it was the first time I ever recognized that about myself. And I felt like I had gotten so far away from her. And I looked at that picture in my brain and I was like, I'm just getting back to the girl I was. And then I was like, Oh my gosh, that's the only song that we need to write this weekend. Yeah. And I came back with pizza and I just said, the girl I was, that's what we're writing this weekend. And everybody's like, oh my gosh. And we had it written in about an hour and a half. And it set the tone for everything on that record, because I think every one of us gets away from who we have been at our favorite moments in our lives at some point, whether it's because of career pressure or bad relationship or getting lost in motherhood or, you know, caught up in toxic people or whatever, you know, like there's just a million things that can pull us away from the, you know, core of who we were made to be. And I just felt myself getting back to that girl. And I was like, gosh, I just love her so much. I never want to lose sight of her again. And it's funny how, especially when you're in a really bad relationship, that people can make you feel like who you were was never good enough. And that's the last line in the song before the hook, the final hook. It's like, I can't believe I ever thought she wasn't good enough. I'm getting back to the girl I was. And it's been a beautiful thing to get back to that girl. I've had so many people who like don't even know me just be like, you look so happy. You look so happy. And it's because I am getting to be exactly who God made me to be right now in my life. And it is such a beautiful gift. And I'm so, so, so grateful for it. So yeah, so that's the whole crux of the album. And then everything else is kind of just supportive of that idea and that girl, or, you know, fun little segues into different parts of, you know, rural America. And one like really fun song is called Truck Boy. And it's about, you know, just like a dude that just thinks he can get whatever he wants because he drives a, you know, shiny truck and is like, you know, you didn't ask, so I didn't tell, but I drive one of them things myself, you know, and I drive like a run down ranch truck that has dents in the side that my granddad, you know, always said, you know, I brand my trucks. I know which one's mine, because he's talking about all the dents that he puts in the side of it, you know? So there's just like, it's kind of every flavor of rural America and how we have fun and how we love and the way we look at family and how we deal with, you know, the highs and lows of life and, you know, all of those things wrapped into 14 songs and bookended with Home on the Range, like an instrumental version of that. And it's just, after we wrote The Girl I Was, I called my manager and I was like, Helena, the name of the record is The Girl I Was. And these are the songs that are going to be on it. And this is what's missing. And I know exactly what I need now because everything's clear. And she was like, hell yeah, let's go. This is awesome. And, and everything that we've done has been like supportive of that. It's so fun to watch it all come together. And I really didn't feel like I had the material for a record until that song, or like I could be honest enough, I think, because of the situation I was in previously. And now I can be, totally transparent and, free to be exactly who I was made to be. And it's a beautiful gift.
I'm so happy for you. Like, you just gave me chill bumps and got me a little teary eyed and amazing. Like, it is like how much power just like getting down to your home roots. Like, I feel like I went through that phase too, about a year ago. And then everything starts aligning. Like what you said, like it just became crystal clear. You knew what you wanted. You started taking action and it just came together. Yeah. So you had to have the faith to do it too, right?
Exactly. And what's wild about it is that I feel like because of it, my everything has gotten better. Like, I trust myself more because I'm not, I think it's beautiful when you like strip off everything that you think you need to be for the sake of somebody else and get down to the nitty gritty. It's like, Now I trust myself as a writer more. I trust myself as a woman, as a friend, as, you know, all of these things that I want to be really good at. And it's crazy because I'm now in talks with a label, and all the songs that they loved of mine were the songs that really started as poems for me. I love to write on airplanes, and for some reason it's like I can just check out and I'm not looking at my phone every 2 seconds, and it's horseback or on a plane. Like, those are the two places that I write songs the best, because I really just am in the moment. And I had just gotten back from shooting the video for The Girl I Was, and we were getting in for our second cut day for the record. And Lori, the girl that owns the Front Porch Cafe in Thackerville, Oklahoma, had served my granddad forever. And I called her and was like, "Hey, this is Jenna Paulette, and I'm coming to shoot a video. I know y'all aren't open on Saturdays, but if you could just leave it open for 1 hour or whatever, I'll pay y'all, whatever." And she was like, "I remember your granddad. I remember what he ordered." And it was like a bacon and mustard sandwich, which is so random. But she was like, "That's your granddad." And I was like, "Yes, it was." And she was like, "You don't need to pay me a thing. Please come in, shoot as long as you need to." She stayed there the whole time. And when she wanted to be, or she was supposed to be out of town or something, but she made it a point to come help us. And I was going back on my airplane to Nashville and had to write the next day. And I just had this thought, like, if we could make the world a small town. And literally the whole song just in poem form came out, and is, I ended up writing it the next day with a guy named Dustin Christensen, who I'm actually writing with tomorrow. And it was just so simple. It was just like the truth that I got to write down on a piece of paper, and we put it to melody together, and it ended up being a lot of people's favorite songs on the record, and favorite songs of this new label that I'm talking to. And it's just so cool that the fact that I get to be honest is leading to my best work. And I don't have to try and, you know, be fancy or, you know, do things a certain way or any of that stuff. And it gets to honor the kind of people that I come from that would give you the shirt off their back. And it's just a beautiful thing.
So humbling. Oh, that just gives me goosebumps again. What an amazing, so this is all transpired in about a year, you think? Or
Think we started writing the songs for the record in 2020, so that's been a minute, but all of the best stuff I think has been in the last year and a half.
Yeah, and you do look happy. I don't think I've seen one sad or down post on your Instagram. I'm always like, what's she up to? So, and I did see that you went, so tell us, let's go back. Tell us how we can get your album first, because we want to support you. And I mean, I want that album like yesterday. So you want to know that.
Yes. So it'll be available on all platforms on March 31st, and okay. You can go pre-add it or pre-save it, pre-add on Apple Music, and then pre-save on Spotify. And then we will be doing a cassette version, which probably sounds random to people, but it's how I first listened to music with my granddad. And it's just really special to me. So I figured cassette players like $20 on Amazon. It'd be really cool to do cassettes of this record. So we're doing cassettes and like an album, like a vinyl.
How fun.
Yeah. So we'll have both of those.
That is awesome. I love that. Yes. Thanks. Well, I think you have a certain niche too. That's probably still have those cassette players. Yeah. That would pop it in.
Yes, exactly.
Well, okay. So let's talk about, well, first of all, Jenna is Apple Music's March Country Riser of the Month. She's kind of a big deal. And she's also named by CMT the next woman of country in 2022. That's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Wild.
So tell us about some of your tours. And then I'm going to open up the conversation for the women on the Zoom to ask you some questions. But where are you going to be next? And where can we come see you?
Yes. So I'll be on the road with Aaron Watson for the foreseeable future, all over the place. We're going to be Texas, oh gosh, New Mexico, California, Utah, Montana, Kansas, Nebraska. We'll be all over Missouri, all over the place for Colorado. I'm just like, all the places are popping into my brain as I'm saying it. But yeah, until probably the fall, I think I'm going to be doing some solo stuff in there, like mixed in between, because I have been getting calls about shows, like the one in Utah in May is just a solo thing up there. And then let me see. Yeah. And then hoping for a even bigger, Aaron's the Mecca, so I'm so thankful to be on the road with him, but you know, more, coast to coast in the fall. And, so let me think that, yeah. So just keep your eyes on my website for that. Or we've got, like bands in town. If you like go follow me or whatever, they'll let you know when I'm in your area. And what was the other side of that question?
I just like where you were going to be where. Okay. So what is your first, let me type in your, website real quick into the chat. And then Ashley had a question too.
Yeah. It's just jennapaulette.com. Okay. Super easy. And then, it's a splash page right now, but it'll help you be able to add or pre-save the record. And then if you put your email address in there and let us know where you are, location wise, we'll make sure you get an alert when I'm in your area.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Ashley asks, will there be a listening party?
Yes. So we were thinking about doing one in Fort Worth, and then I got some offers to do some big shows. So we're trying to figure out exactly what it's going to look like, but yes, we are planning on doing a listening party.
Awesome.
Yes. And we will let everybody know. Just keep your eyes on socials, okay. Or, if you haven't given us your email, give us your email and we'll make sure that we let you know about that.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Hopefully I'll get to see you in a few days in Fort Worth.
Yes. So are you coming to the live?
Well, we're going to go to the rodeo Thursday night. But you're singing Friday, right? Are you singing Friday?
I'm singing the anthem on the 9th, which I think is Thursday.
Okay.
Cool. And then at the American, and then Friday I am opening for Aaron at Texas Live in Arlington.
That's awesome. I have heard such great things about him. That's exciting.
He's one of the kindest souls. And my first weekend out on the road with him, I told everybody, this is how I'm going to be treating people that open for me, because he has made sure that my expenses are covered and given me a place to stay and made me sound as good as he does. And I cannot say that about every act that I've ever gotten the opportunity to open for. So, he's the man.
That's awesome, girl. Okay, ladies. Well, I'm going to open it up for y'all to ask Miss Jenna questions. So don't be shy. Y'all fire away.
Go ahead, Crystal.
Oh, no, you go ahead first, sweetie. I'm always talking first.
So am I. hi, Jenna. Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting to meet you. I am a huge fan.
Oh, I love your music.
I'm just curious, what's your favorite part about being a singer? And it sounds like you write the songs too. Like what's your most favorite part about it?
Oh, I love that question. Honestly, I love performing. I love meeting people. I love being on stage so much. In fact, one of my mentors asked me before things really started rolling for me. He was like, well, Jenna, if you had to choose to never write a song again and be able to be on stage for the rest of your life or vice versa, what would you choose? And I was like, honestly, to never write a song again and be able to be on stage. And my favorite artists have always been the people like George Strait, who have cut people's songs and been able to make a huge career on the touring side of things. And I love songwriting, so don't get me wrong, I'm going to be doing that for the rest of my life. But it was just an interesting question because it really brought it down to, you know, brass tacks, where I was like, you know, like if I had to make a choice tomorrow, it would be the being on stage part of it. I love getting to meet people. I love like the autopilot feeling that I get of like knowing the songs and being in the moment, and then being able to like look people in the eye and shake people's hands from the stage. Like, oh gosh, it's just so fun. Yeah, just so much energy that happens, and it just uses the right side of my brain and heart, I guess, all in one. And I love it. So much fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Because I'm a business coach and I try to help get people into their zone of genius. And
yes,
we were talking about, you know, how like you're so lit up because you are finally able to be the person you wanted to be. Like, that's where it's at. And that, I was so excited to hear you say that, because that's where you're because I'm a business coach, I'm always thinking about how you're going to generate money.
Yeah,
that's where it's at. You're going to make the most money. You're going to be the most happiest. You're going to be the best person you can possibly be. And so I love it. And I am just like totally rooting for you. And I can't wait to see what's next. Yeah. And hopefully I get to meet you one day. I'm in Montana. Yes. So when you said Montana, I'm like, yay.
Yes, seriously. And send me a message and let me know what show you'll be at. Because I cannot wait to meet you. And thank you so much for listening.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay.
Thank you, Allie. Well, no pressure, Jenna, but you know, October 6th is the Ag Women Connect Gala. So I need to get with Helena.
Yes.
We would love to have you at the Ag Women Connect Gala this fall. It's going to be cute.
Would love to be there. Crystal, did you have a question too?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the airplane to pass.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. First off, you are amazing. You are inspiring and just so authentic. And I want to say thank you for that, because you don't get to see it. Thank you. Every time we message on like Instagram, your heart is just so there. And that being said, what keeps you grounded? Like, what keeps you when there's so many people coming after you, like, oh my God, Jenna, like fangirling, like I'm totally trying to maintain my fangirl right now.
Thanks.
But you know, like when you're surrounded by that, what keeps you grounded? Like, what keeps you?
Yeah. Honestly, family and working, like keeping my hands dirty and my boots dirty. And just not thinking of like, I genuinely don't even think I'm special. Like, not in like a woe is me way, but like in a, like, this is just my job. And I think just showing up and working has helped with that side of it. Like I've been in Fort Worth and, I look at that number on my Instagram and I'm like, I don't know, to me, it does. There's like a disconnect. Like, I think it's fake or something. It's not fake, but it's like, you know, you see that number and you meet people, but it doesn't become real to you until you do shake people's hands and people are showing up to shows. And it's like, getting recognized and like having people come up and be like, I love your music. I'm like, this is wild. Like, I feel like people don't even listen to it, but they do. I don't know. It's just this weird thing that I have, but I hope that I always feel like that, because I don't ever want to think I'm something special. And I truly believe that reading my Bible, which I do as every day, if I can, even if it's just one verse, that and working with people that can put me in my place and that have full permission to, you know, be like, Jenna, get around those cows, or, you know, whatever. And just keeping me in a place mentally that where I don't feel like I'm anything out of the ordinary. It's my job, you know? So I don't know. I hope that answers that. But yeah, that and my family, I think, and Ross, he for sure will keep me on my toes. So.
Awesome. Thank you. And hopefully one day you're in Florida and I can see you live.
Definitely. Yeah. I cannot wait to be playing in Florida.
What? Oh, my mom said you played Florida a couple of years ago. I did. Yes. Before the pandemic. It was bad that I haven't been back since then, but the goal is to get back there as soon as possible. So I can't wait. And please let me know when you will be around for one of those shows.
Hey, Jenna, I have a question.
Yes.
How's it going? I'm so excited to see you on here. I love seeing you everywhere. You're so fun. So who are your dream collaborators? Like, who do you want to work with? I got to know.
I know I would be absolutely beside myself to do something with George Strait. Like, he is one of the reasons I sing country music. And I was in a meeting a couple weeks ago and they were like, why aren't you opening for George Strait? And I was like, why am I not? Like, hopefully that happens one day, you know, like, what in the world? How is that even a question on the table? Yes, I would love to do that. So if I got to do like a farewell thing with him, open for him, even if it was in Vegas during NFR, I would be beside myself. So that, and Cody Johnson too. Brandy, his wife, is precious. Yeah. And I love what they stand for, and I'd be absolutely honored to do something with Cody.
I love that. How about girls? Any girls?
Reba.
Reba.
Reba. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you're putting it out there. I love this, and I'm going to put it out there with you. I love that. George, Cody, and Reba.
Yeah.
Jenna.
Yep. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks.
If Reba said, let's do a Cowgirls Don't Cry or something like that, I would cry. So
cute. Thanks. Yeah,
of course.
We'll go next. Can you hear us okay?
Yeah. Yes, I can.
We're big fans over here, but your music videos for sure are, especially to my kids, they just love it to be able for them to see calves and real cowgirls working and doing it. Is, I feel, very rare. You know, you're usually seeing them on a unicorn, and you know, so it's nice. It's nice to see that, and we absolutely love it.
Thank you. Yeah, I love shooting music videos. I come up with all of the storylines for all of them, and visuals, and style them all, and you know, do all of that stuff, and it's so fun for me. And that kind of fell into my lap as far as the responsibility of it, because I would go into these meetings in Nashville and they would pitch me things like, you know, a girl on a unicorn, or, you know, like something crazy like that. I'm like, it has to be real. Please just help me make it real. And so for a while there, we were shooting like 3 videos in 36 hours to try and save money, but make sure that people understood the quality of what I wanted to represent as far as the Western way of life goes and the reality of it versus what people think we do. So yeah. I'm so glad that, and I get people showing me videos of people with their kids having like snack time watching my music videos. And I'm like, yes, like, it's awesome. That's the whole point. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, I think there's a lot to say in the fact that kids can watch your music videos, because there are some music videos out there in the world that I would not want my kids watching. So thank you for keeping it clean and real.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And Ross and I talk a lot about, you know, quality of entertainment these days and how far people are willing to go to keep things, quote unquote, interesting, and the shock value of things. And I don't know, I just feel like, because I'm one of those people that craves something traditional, and somewhat trustworthy, that's what I want to represent. And if I did do something like the You Ain't No Cowboy video when it comes out, I think it's got some stuff in it that is a little bit more pushing the boundary, but not because we wanted to represent something that pushes the boundary, but because we want to show a redemption story. And there's a heart in it of like, how do we show people what character is? And I think stories are a beautiful way to do that. So yeah, that's the whole goal for me. And I'm really glad that it's coming across that way.
Yes.
Absolutely. Hey, it's me again. Okay. I'm here, but my friend is here too. Her name's Darcy, and she wants to say hi and talk to you and has a question.
Darcy. It's so funny. It's like you talked over Ashley's face.
I know. She's like here with me. Wait, I'm like, where am I going? There I am. So hi. I've been following Jenna. I've been following you for 5 years now. Actually, on Easter will be 5 years ago, I had messaged you because you were going through a transition at that time with like your band and your support group and everything. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I just wanted to say, like, from that time that I had messaged you, and I have been praying for you ever since then. And like, seriously, you are such a role model to so many of us. And I want to say thank you for that and just like keep that up there. You're being watched in such a good way. And it's an honor to follow along with you.
Oh, thank you. Oh my gosh. Not worthy, but thank you very much. And I will do my best.
Thank you. Yeah. And when you mentioned that you have a cassette coming out, I about squealed because that's all my car has.
Yes, I got you.
And so I am so excited. I cannot wait. I was like already on your website being like, can I pre-order the cassette? So just keep up the good work. It's amazing.
Thank you so much. I cannot wait to get you one of those. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay. Thanks. Thank Always you. Bringing good stuff, Jenna. I love you. And I will see you again soon. I know. So it's good.
I love it. All right. Any other questions, ladies? Yeah, there's Casey.
Hello. So I just want to say, Vanessa, first of all, you and I have chatted about this a couple of different times, but the whole point behind Ag Women Connect is to not only support each other and make connections and network with other really strong and powerful women in the industry, but just continuing to get inspired by every person that you bring to our community is like totally lighting me up. And I'm in the car right now, headed to go pick up the kiddos from school. And I just like, I've been able to join in the first couple, but I've missed the last several weeks just because of life, right? And I've noticed that on our weekly wellness calls, like, it's just that one little spruce of like inspiration and rejuvenates me each week. And so, Jenna, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to join us, to be transparent and raw, and not only sharing, you know, your journey and your experiences through your music, but to talk to us on this like really informal, low-key level. Like, it's just like so reinvigorating to see so many powerful women in our industry making something of themselves, irregardless of what others may think or assume about our journey. And I just want to say thank you for taking the time to do that. And I'll be honest, like, I don't know a whole lot of your music just because you just got introduced to me, but I am like a music junkie walking jukebox. And so to be introduced to another female in the industry and to be able to connect with you on this level is just, it's so cool. So you've got a new fan made today. Just want to say that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Casey. You're amazing. Casey has helped a lot with kicking this off, and so is Ashley, and Crystal's been on here every week. So I just appreciate all of y'all's support, and like, stories are powerful. We just want to keep on doing this. So keep right. on sharing.
I see it. A Ag Women Connect music video being videoed at our annual thing. I'm just saying.
Yes. Ooh. Who is talking?
Let's go.
I don't know who is talking, but yes.
It's Casey. We're going to make this happen.
Oh, awesome. I was like, I don't see a face moving. I just see your name. Love it. Yes, please.
I'm in the hills of Indiana right now, so I didn't figure my Indiana hill network was too strong right now.
So awesome. Yes, you planted the seed.
Love it.
I'll say something quick too. I'm pretty new to this whole ag world, and I will say, so I used to do hair for 14 years. Started out loving, kids came, bought land. The second we bought land, that's when all my passions, everything just said, I need to be here. I want to do this. And I've never in my whole life seen like a group of women so close knit and like for each other. And I worked with women my whole entire life. It's a whole different, the hair game is a whole different vibe. So to have this, finally find my passion and to have like also women that feel the same way is huge. That's very important to me and very cool.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, the reason why I could get, you know, Abby and, Marion Wine and all those girls to be in the slow draw video, because we all have the same heart that beats for this industry and seeing it, be shown in a bigger way. And gosh, I mean, talk about people that are just willing to serve you and like love you and be like, put their whole heart into something. Marion cooked for my entire crew that weekend, put everybody up, was in it. Her son was in it. Her husband was in it. We used their horses and cattle, like everything. And she was not even expecting me to pay her. I'm like, you're crazy, first of all. Second of all, thank you for going so far above and beyond. I mean, just unreal. And that's the heart of all of these women on here, because we all know what it's like to work hard for something and be a part of something that's way bigger than ourselves.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. This has been so much fun, Jenna. It's a great conversation. Anybody else want to say anything or ask?
Okay, I'll say one thing. I'm the last person to talk. So I just want to say thank you so much for showing that it's not just rhinestones. We also wear dirt and not wearing frilly dresses and skirts all the time, and showing that we wear jeans and we also are on horseback. And just thank you for being you.
Oh, thank you. I am so glad that it's resonating, because I'm not kidding. When I got to Nashville, people were like, you what? You actually ride a horse? Did you ride one to school? I'm like, the disconnect is just so wild, you know, like from what it is and what people think it is. And it's been so fun to watch them go, oh my gosh, there's a million girls like you. And I'm like, yeah. And they're freaking great. And they deserve to be seen, you know, as much as, you know, the girls that wear frilly skirts and stuff too.
That's what's magic though. You're like the role model that none of us ever had but wanted. Like, I grew up on a horse ranch in the middle of nowhere. That person was never portrayed, right? I'm 36. Right. And so I'm like right in the middle, and I have cassettes. I have KT Oslin in my cassette player in my little like truck with my flatbed. Right. I mean, the reality is you're showing little girls who to be and how to be. And that's what Ag Women Connect is about. Right. Inspiring a future generation and moms to lead their kids in the direction of sovereignty and of that like agricultural lifestyle. So love it. Thank you. Beautiful. Very grateful. Thanks, Vanessa.
I'm here for it and happy to support and do whatever to grow this thing too. So thank you for trusting me today.
Yes, it's been wonderful. You know, we were all country before, you know, country wasn't cool, but now country is cool. So I'm like,
yeah.
I tell people all the time, like, let's run, like, let's go, girl, let's go, girls.
That's right. That's how I am too. I'm like, come on, it's having a moment right now. Let's all just take advantage of it and make it so that it's not a trend. It lives far, far beyond it.
Absolutely. Well, Jenna, thank you so much for your time today. Oh, and I think it's so amazing you're with your sweet mom. I can just tell y'all have a great relationship.
It's the best.
Well, anything that we can do for you, you just let us know. But and anything that you want to send me that I can put up on our website, you just send it over. And we're just so blessed to have you be a part of our day today. Thank you.
Thank you. And please let Helena and I know about the 6th of October.
Okay. I'll email her right after this.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank y'all so much for hanging out with me, and please keep talking to me on Instagram and let me know when you're going to show up to a show. I'd love to hug you and meet you in person.
And you could take a screenshot of this and share it and tag Jenna in her new song.
Hey, everybody.
And tag Ag Women Connect.
Hey.
Oh, wait. My mom said get you in the middle, but I don't know if it works like that. Oh, yeah. Here we
go. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. Oh, 1 second. Okay. Are we still there? Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Smile. 1, 2, 3. Okay. My mom's way smarter than me.
It's okay. I'm just saying it's way easier. Like, yeah, it's fun to do that in real time.
So great.
Good idea, Ashley. Love it. All right, everybody. So those listening, if you want to be a speaker or want to sponsor a podcast, then you can email us at agwomenconnect@gmail.com. And then you can catch us here at 12 o'clock CST every Thursday to be a part of the conversation. Y'all have an amazing week, and we'll see you later. Thank y'all.
Thank you.